This was something I thought I'd never do. The biggest fake smile was planted across my face. All the houses on Little Creek Road stood side by side and only on one side of the street, which ended in a dead end, making it easy to block off the top or the entrance for the block party-style engagement party. A few of my friends, who I lovingly called the front porch ladies, decided to throw for me and my new fiancé, Mac Tabor. The gold and silver balloons batted each other as the late summer breeze toggled between each mailbox. I snickered. The colors reminded me more of a retirement party or one of those big birthday parties, not the welcome to 30 or 40, but the big 50. I'd passed that number, but something just felt silly about everyone making a fuss over me getting married. Tendrils of heat rose above the grill while my dad tried his best not to burn the burgers. He was more of a frying guy. Mac had bent down and picked up a bottle of beer from the cooler that was brimming with drinks. The ice that had fallen out of the cooler melted into puddles on the ground. Out of the corner of my eye, Mac wiggled the bottle, catching my blank stare.
"You okay?" he mouthed.
I nodded, turning my attention to the many friends and family members who were standing around in circles, some sitting on the hay bales Grady had brought over from the farm. Screen doors creaked right before slamming shut as people came in and out of the houses. The noise brought me out of the deep thinking, and I realized just how ridiculous my thoughts were. "It looks like you could use a little of this." Iris Peabody walked up next to me with a bottle of champagne in one hand and two flutes intertwined in her fingers. "You know I don't drink. Not that I didn't drink ever, but not on a regular, even a monthly basis. Especially when Clara is here." Julia, my daughter-in-law, was sitting on Ravonda Gale's front porch steps. Ravonda Gale was holding Clara while Julia was taking a much-needed break to sit and get off her legs. Julia was pregnant with my second grandbaby, and from the looks of it, the poor girl was about to pop any day now. "Yep, you need it." Iris wasn't going to take no for an answer. She handed me both flutes and filled them up, letting the bubbly flow over. "Whoa!" She bent over and sucked the bubbles off one of them before taking it. I don't need to use my keen sense of knowing when something is wrong to see that something isn't right with you. Iris had been my best friend since grade school. She had a really eerie sense of when things were going to happen, mostly bad. For instance, it was like when you thought of someone and suddenly they called you. She was the expert at such things and strangely able to sense when something was off.